While most mainstream commentators view the crisis that provoked the Great Recession as having passed, these essays from Richard Wolff paint a far less rosy picture. Drawing attention to the extreme downturn in most of capitalism's old centers, the unequal growth in its new centers, and the resurgence of a global speculative bubble, Wolff, in his uniquely accessible style, makes the case that the crisis should be grasped not as a passing moment, but as an evolving stage in capitalism's history. Very thoughtful
book. Late-stage capitalism, we call it.
Yes. Yes, this is an amazing time to live in. This is a book that will give a little bit of instruction in how to move forward, and it can be yours when you call in and talk to one of our volunteers, 877-500-5266. They can take your credit card. They can do a monthly deduction from checking. They can find a great way that you can become a $5 or $10 or $20 a month sustainer of KBOO and support the most efficient media operation that you'll ever find. 877-500-KBOO.
Absolutely. Do that now. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO.
All right. Thank you very much, Lynn and Conch. Good pitching there. I want to remind our listeners they're listening to KBOO Portland. Besides the Chris Andre special coming right up at 11 today, join us for Between the Covers, and host David Naiman will be interviewing Alexis Smith about Marrow Island, which is her new novel, which investigates the impact of the losses of the past. But stick around. Chris Andre is up next right here on the Boo, KBOO Portland.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was donated by Eclectic Kitchen at 4936 Northeast Fremont Street, serving breakfast and lunch 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday. Lunch was provided by Alamir, a restaurant providing Lebanese food and entertainment on 223 Southwest Stark Street. Dinner was provided by Pizza A Go-Go, located at 3240 North Williams, serving pizzas in-house, takeout, or delivery from fresh prepared ingredients and local organic produce since 2002.
Go,
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is September 15th, Thursday, and this is KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. We have a special edition of Air Cascadia for you today. We are going to talk about food waste and why it has ramifications throughout our society, throughout our culture, and it says a lot about who we are as a people and why we no longer can afford the luxury of throwing away over a third, people, of the food that we produce. It just simply is not an option. We have today the leader, one might argue, of the movement to stop food waste, Jordan Figueredo, of the Twitter account, Twitter line, and also Facebook. He's joining us today. We're going to talk first up a little bit about food waste and really what it is. It's a lot more than what you might think it is, and we're going to talk about that. There's been a lot on the Huffington Post, and the press that this has been getting lately is really heartening because it has not received enough press, and probably that's one contributing factor as to why it has grown to such a burgeoning problem right now. In the second part of the show, we want to talk about Love the Ugly. That is the name of this movement. It's a wonderful phrase. I love it, of course. I have a produce stand. I am organic. My stuff is, how do you know the food and vegetables that I sell? How do you know they're organic? Because they've got spots on them. If they don't have spots, it's not organic because, you know, it does live in nature. It's not, it doesn't live in isolation. It grows in the presence of all kinds of bugs, worms, spores, mildews, all that kind of thing. And in the third part of the program, we're going to take calls from you, the listener. I ask anything that you like about what you've just heard, or about the concerns that you have and observations that you've made of food waste and in your own life, how you have maybe been a participant, coming or going, either creating waste or trying to stop it. That said, Jordan Figueredo is our guest today. He is probably the leading voice in this movement to end food waste. Jordan, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for doing what you do to champion the organic and the ugly produce cause.
Love the ugly. That's what I have to say. Yeah. That's the message. That's today's message. So first up, do you want to talk? Please talk a bit about food waste. What are we wasting? Why is it so critical that we are aware of it so we are able to stop it?
Right, yeah, it's a really big problem in the U.S. and for much of the, quote, developed world, I guess you could say. In the U.S., we're wasting about almost half of all food, and that's across the whole, you know, farm to table to plate to spectrum. But the reason why I focus on ugly produce is because it seems like the biggest issue. It almost exemplifies how bad our food waste problem is. Like, our food waste problem is so bad that we're actually wasting food because of the way it looks. Not because of the way it tastes, not because of the way it's fresh or nutritious. And for ugly produce, the data is not great, but the best estimates are about 20 billion pounds of fruits and vegetables wasted before stores, mostly for cosmetic reasons. And it's a really big deal, obviously, because, well, we have people that are food insecure, about 50 million in the U.S. Only about 13% of Americans eat their recommended daily 5 fruits and vegetables a day. So making, you know, fruits and vegetables more accessible and cheaper, that could be a great solution for this. And then also, it's environmental impacts as well, right? All that water, all those resources, energy that goes into making food while we're wasting so much. So it's a really, really big issue.
Well, last year, for example, I have a small farm. And I threw out about a ton of fruit, probably That said, we're going to go now. Hang with us a minute, Jordan. We're going to go and talk with our membership room where we have friends, volunteers, and KBOO members who stalwart members and volunteers waiting to talk to listeners out there about why membership is so critical. Good morning. Who's out there? Is it Aunt? Do I hear Annie? Yes. Do I hear Lynn? Hi, good morning, Lynn. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
And Conch is here too.
It's a party.
It really is. Yes, and we're going to celebrate the party by having some lovely fruit.
Yes, ugly fruit.
Ugly fruit is the most delicious. It wouldn't be the first ugly fruit party here.
Yes,
I brought some to share. Yes,
and we have a hashtag lovely
love the ugly
tote bag, which is wonderful. We've needed a tote bag here at KBOO as a membership gift for a very long time. Thank you, Chris.
And thank you, Jordan Figueredo, the progenitor of all this great stuff and these ideas.
For a $75 minimum donation, which is like $6.25 a month, you too can have the Love the Ugly tote bag. And know that you have become a part of a radio station that will talk about ugly fruit. I think this is amazing. Nobody else, we talk about things no one else is talking about. This is it. And the importance of ugly fruit. And I don't even call it ugly. It's just, it's arty. It's just
it's different.
Artisanal.
Just like
different. It's just different. And it's usually way delicious. That's the other thing. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Now is the time to do it. Do not postpone. Do not procrastinate. This is the time to do it. We've just got a few of these ugly tote bags, and actually the tote bags are very lovely. They will have lovely ugly fruit on them, or lovely ugly tote bag, and fruit. And there's fruit in them, Chris?
Is there ugly fruit in the tote bag?
Not as such in the mail, but I'm sure that we can supply some ugly fruit to go.
Well, if people came down to 20 Southeast 8th and did and paid their membership, it's a lovely day for that. It's a nice crisp fall day. Have some nice crisp fall harvest and some absolutely delicious ugly fruit. Come on down 20 Southeast 8th to. We have folks down here. We can take your membership there. You can probably even. Are the tote bags around?
No, not yet.
Not yet, okay.
On the way. Fruit's here, though.
Fruit is here. Come down, people. 20 Southeast 8th. Or go ahead and call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. Whatever you do, become part of this institution. Show Chris Andre how you feel about the ugly fruit.
And remember, the only ugly contribution to the community is the one you don't make.
Right.
So make one right now at 877-500-KBOO. And for your $75 minimum pledge, six and a quarter, the Love the Ugly tote bug is... tote bag.
It's a bag.
I like tote bug.
It's 21 inches by 17 inches cotton canvas made and printed in Oakland, California. So not overseas where Donald Trump makes his ties, but here in the U.S., the West Coast. So, yeah, we want to make sure that you get your chance to get a $28 value tote bag for only six and a quarter per month, and support what Chris Andre does and the amazing work that her guest Jordan Figueredo has been doing, and all of that here at KBOO.fm or online here with our folks in the back who will tell you how to contribute at 877-500-5266.
Back to Chris.
You know, of course, that the ugly fruit that you support by going out there and buying fruit from farmers who really are getting it makes you much more beautiful, far richer than Donald Trump, and indeed a lot more intelligent than your peers. Look for fruit flies swarming into your kitchen, and you'll know that the difference is about to be upon you. We can laugh at this because the phrase "love the ugly" is so perfect. It's right there. It's ripe for the picking. It really is. But this is a serious problem. Wasting food in this country says a lot about who we are as a people and as a culture. And of course, the other problems that what causes this, and the problems that emanate from it, are countless. And imagining a country where this were not a problem, or not such a great problem, that it's easy to think about that. So hard to get there. Why is it so hard to convince people to adopt the ideas that you are presenting?
I think it's something that's ingrained in the way we shop or the way we look at things, right? We have this culture, this magazine culture, that, you know, prizes things that are perfect or, you know, supposedly perfect. And even the way supermarkets are selling produce is the perfect one. I mean, you know, as much as anybody, nature does not grow everything perfect. And so if you're only going to sell all the apples and all the oranges that look exactly alike and are the same shape and no blemishes, then you, by definition, have to throw maybe half of it out or less than half of it out. And there's only so many ways that you can process it. So it's kind of like in our culture right now to waste food. There's a lot of other ways, too, that we waste food as well, right? We expect grocery stores to be stocked full of everything and all those prepared meals, even at closing time. The buy one, get one freeze, where you don't really need to get one, but you take it anyway, and then you waste it. So there's a lot of things, and it's kind of just ingrained in how we shop and how we eat. But there's a lot of things that are changing, a lot of really exciting sort of programs or organizations working on this around the U.S. The last couple of years, we've seen a lot of traction. So it's really exciting to see.
The trouble is that people could see blemishes on fruit, but they can't see the sprays. I think that's my casual observation is you can see a dent, a bruise, something of that sort on an apple, but you can't see that it's been sprayed 24 times
from the get-go. They certainly can't see GMO, because who knows